The Atlantic International Film Festival returns next month from September 16th to 23rd, 2026 in Halifax. The week-long festival is one of Canada's premier celebrations of film and filmmaking, a vital showcase for Atlantic Canadian talent alongside the very best new Canadian and international cinema. The festival began 46 years ago in 1981 as a grassroots initiative in Newfoundland. They moved to Halifax the following year, where it has been ever since. Atlantic International Film Festival is a registered charity and presents year-round programming, including AIFF Kids and other partnered screenings and events. The festival partners with major public funders, media organizations, and sponsors like Telefilm Canada and the Canada Media Fund, Music Nova Scotia, and the RBC Foundation.
I've worked in film for the past 20 years. I started out working in the film industry as a PA. I actually went to the NSCC Screen Arts program back in the day, and I've also made films myself as a filmmaker. And then for around 15 years, I worked for the Atlantic Filmmakers Co-op, which is a nonprofit organization that supports filmmakers through training and equipment and mentorship and community. And I really loved working there. It was an amazing way to still be in the community and working with filmmakers and helping folks make films. So when this job came up, it was kind of a natural next step for me in terms of continuing to work with filmmakers, but on the presentation side. So one of the things we did at AFCOOP was we had a film festival called the Halifax Independent Filmmakers Festival. It's now sort of segued to be its own organization, but it was run, you know, out of AFCOOP at the time. And so I was very familiar with the festival process and sort of logistics from that experience, although on a much smaller scale. So
I love that.
Yeah.
So I understand for this festival this year, the film 111 Echoes from Halifax will be the opening film of the whole festival. Why choose this one to open?
Yeah, so 111 Echoes from Halifax is a dramatization of the 1998 Swiss Air Flight 111 crash, which happened off the coast of Nova Scotia. And it's sort of, you know, it's not a disaster film. It is really more about the interpersonal relationships between the family members and the flight crew and some of the folks involved in the actual sort of search for the wreckage. It's about how all those people come together and how the two countries, you know, become connected and intertwined. And it's a story about resilience amidst grief and tragedy. So this film was a co-production between Switzerland and Nova Scotia. So it has a Swiss director, and then it has a Nova Scotia producer, Anne Bernier, as well as a lot of Nova Scotian crew and even some Nova Scotian cast as well. So it really made sense for us to be premiering this film here. It connects, you know, deeply to the Nova Scotian community and to our history, and there's a lot of folks that were, you know, directly impacted by these events that still live in the region.
Wow, yeah, that sounds really powerful. What do you hope people get out of both of this film and the whole festival?
I think the most exciting thing about a film festival is that it introduces you to perspectives and stories from all over the world, stories that you might not encounter otherwise. You know, there's so many films made every year and, you know, globally. But a festival is an opportunity to have, you know, folks curate a selection of films from the world for you. So our programmers watch, you know, hundreds and hundreds of films, and have really in-depth, at sometimes, you know, heated conversations about their choices. And all those choices are made with a sort of Nova Scotia, Halifax audience in mind. And so it's really exciting to see those films that the programmers have chosen and perhaps to discover some new filmmakers, new stories, new perspectives through the medium of cinema.
And what's so special about Atlantic Canadian filmmaking then, specifically?
Yeah, so that's another huge part of what the festival does, is to celebrate the films being made here in Atlantic Canada, as well as, you know, alongside films from all over the world. This year is actually a really bumper crop in terms of Atlantic Canadian content. It kind of ebbs and flows based on, you know, what receives funding out here, whether our filmmakers are successful in terms of securing national funds, and then just sort of the cycle of production, which can range, you know, some people make work really quickly, and others, especially when you think about documentary films, they often take, you know, maybe even a decade to sort of come together. This year, we're going to have a lot of Atlantic content, which is really exciting. And it's always a great way to, you know, for people to get to know who the creators are here in Atlantic Canada, and to sort of see our own stories reflected back to us on the big screen. And we have films this year from all four Atlantic provinces, which is really exciting as well. Yeah.
Very cool. Ooh, one final question. What are you most excited about coming up?
You know, I think once we start seeing people filter into the cinemas and start to feel that energy of folks discovering films and having those shared experiences together, that's kind of what really excites me, is when we get to welcome people into the cinema.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that was all the questions I kind of had prepared today. Just before we wrap up, though, is there anything else you wanted to share with me and our listeners?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that, you know, upcoming dates related to the festival. So next week is the August 12th is the day that all of our films, film titles and descriptions and event descriptions will be available on our website to peruse and to look through and start to make some decisions about what you might want to go see. And then 2 days later, August 14th is the day that tickets and reservations go live. So keep those 2 days in your mind and you know, check out the festival lineup next week.
It's got me excited now. I can't wait. The full programming for this year's shows will be announced this coming Wednesday, August 12th. Tickets for the festival go live 2 days later on Friday the 14th. There is early bird pricing available online until Friday, August 7th, where buyers can get 10% off. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.